This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organized Report on more lead drama in schools, but more progress. Why aren't all school districts in the country simply crying uncle and conceding that they will test all of their schools for lead in the water? They must know that this is a tide coming towards them that they cannot resist. Yet, still, we find foot dragging and in some cases, the flimsiest of excuses thrown in our way. Last time we visited this topic, we were noting the progress made by Local 100, United Labor Unions, with the officials of the Houston Independent School District on this issue. As we reported, they were willing to finally accelerate the testing program so that all schools in the district would be tested within 2 to 3 years rather than the 30 plus years they'd initially proposed at 10 or so per year. All good, real progress. Oh, but not so fast. When Earl Fitzsimmons, director of Local 100's effort in Houston, and as our office there talked to them in more detail about the testing program and shared information about other school districts' programs, it turned out that they were not planning to test any of the water fountains. Bizarre, since this is perhaps the main entry point for water to get into our little darling systems. When pushed by the union and some of our school board allies, the response from the district was, no problem, we have filters on all of the water fountains. Problem solved. No, Fitzsimmons and some of our members in maintenance then checked on the water fountains, including the models and serial numbers. Whoops, turns out filters were not installed on water fountains of that era. So check and checkmate, and the district has now agreed to check all of the water fountains. The question that lingers here and elsewhere is why the obfuscation? We're talking about children and their safety. Why play games? There's also progress in New Orleans, finally. A front page story on lead and a picture of leaders and members from A Community Voice, affiliated with Acorn International, demanding testing in all the schools, is finally making progress. It's slippery, but the responses come from one of the school board members indicating they will test all schools and are going to use the better protocols from West Virginia, which have become the standard nationally, exceeding that of the EPA. Louisiana is also pushing the Orleans School Board to notify all parents that they need to have their children tested in conformity with Louisiana state law. Needless to say, that's not happening yet, but it could be happening soon. Meanwhile, Local 100 members are on the move towards a school board meeting in Dallas and Little Rock at the end of this month to demand testing in this district as well. A meeting with retired workers with lead exposure is also being scheduled in Dallas. It'll be interesting to see whether Dallas and Little Rock are learning something from other districts and ready to say uncle and get on with it, or is this going to drag out more at the risk of yet more workers and students? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.